Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit with much to say to those he loves, people of faith, people that respond to his word. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, but misinterpretations have been taught and spoken and agreed upon. Misinterpretations of the Word of God, man's reasoning for why things don't happen according to the expectations of others. It happens all the time. People say, well, I was praying about the situation and I remained sick, or the person I was praying for died, or my son didn't pull through the operation. And they want to know why God didn't do it, or why God didn't make them better. And they ask their pastors, and people try to answer those questions. But the problem is, the way we reason won't work. In situations, it's better to regard the Word of God. Now remember, we are in a warfare. And I grew up in church, I heard very little about the warfare. The most I heard of it was what Jesus did, how he got rid of demons and rebuked the enemy and took authority. But most of those scriptures were barely mentioned for years. But when I began to study myself, I saw what Jesus did. And then I saw the Word of God is written in a certain way. You take authority. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And even among Pentecostal people, they did the same thing. They had the same kind of questions as denominational churches, mainstream churches. And people would try to attempt to teach man's reasoning in an answer for why God's word was not done in people's situation. Now, we all know it's God's will to heal. We never found a person that came to Jesus for healing and they didn't get healed. Everybody who came to him, they got healed. Even the Samaritan woman, her child was healed. Was delivered. And we have to have faith in God. Now, those kind of promises, they are for all of us. But the just shall live by his faith. And if we take a stronger look at Mark 11 verses 20 through 25, we can receive the fact that Jesus said, have faith in God. He said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. So we got to believe God's word, find the promise and believe it without any form of doubt in our heart. And then you can receive whatever that promise is. But he also said, and this was hardly mentioned, even in Word of Faith circles, they stop around verse 24, but verse 25, Jesus continues saying, and if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father will forgive you of your trespasses. Unforgiveness can stop everything. Bitterness, unforgiveness. And a lot of people go and endeavor to get their people healed and their spouse or their children, and they have never forgiven their sister or their brother or their parents or their uncle. And it doesn't have to be anything big. It just has to be unforgiveness. Anybody that holds bitterness and unforgiveness and won't change, they won't forgive. God's not going to forgive you of your sins. You don't want to die in the condition of unforgiveness. You don't want to find out the hard way. God loves us, but His word won't be broken over you or me or anyone. So if people would boldly preach the truth of God's word in a more complete way, there would be less questions and more victory in the lives of God's people. And with that, starting out, a person may attempt to believe God with a measure of doubt in their heart, and it's enough to nullify their faith. That's why the Lord said, if you get the elders, they'll pray and you'll receive healing, in James chapter 5. Go get the elders and get them praying in case something ain't wrong, is that you don't may not be aware of. When people are first starting out, they don't always know Satan's tactics. But when you get people that love God and walk in His word, they get people healed easy. Everything of God is easily accessed. People even preach that it's hard because God wants to train you. It's hard because for so many reasons. That's just man's reasoning. It's not the love of God, and it's not His word. And the Holy Ghost can't honor it and follow it with signs and wonders if it's wrong teaching. The only thing He's going to follow with signs and wonders and resurrection power is the pure heart word of God. Only the pure word of God. And we need to believe it. Remember, man let sin in the world, and man has to get it out. So Jesus did that part. So we have to believe Him. He has to remain our focus. Not our pain, not our problems, not our sickness, not somebody else's sickness, not somebody else's fear, and not our fear. And especially no unforgiveness and no pride. But if people would receive the sincere milk of God's word, it makes all the difference. And it will work when God's word, He's faithful and just to keep His word. He's looking for people who will believe Him and come to an understanding. And remember, when things are going good, and there don't seem to be any worries or problems, and everything's going your way, your paychecks are coming, your bills are being paid, you feel good in your body, take time, take some of that good old time and study the word. Ask God your hard questions. Why not get ahead of the problems? Because Satan is still trying to attack your life somewhere. Ask God for wisdom. I used to get sick every year in the wintertime. I would be down for about at least a week. And one time I got so sick, it seemed like I wasn't going to recover. And it's like I couldn't get my energy back. And when I finally went to work, I told my boss how I felt. And I said, I'm not, something's bad wrong. He said, why don't you go to my doctor? I said, where is he? He said, he's right down the street from where you live in Adamsville. I said, okay, I'll go. I made an appointment and went. I said, doctor, what do you see wrong? What's going on? He said, nothing's wrong. You're exhausted. He said, you need to rest. You're not resting. And he knew this. This was a good doctor. He knew. I didn't tell him I had a long schedule. He said, you're not getting enough rest. He gave me a vitamin B shot. And I went and bought some V8 Splash and some orange juice. Back then, Food World was open. And they used to sell that Tropicana Immunity Defense. It had a lot of vitamins in it. And whenever I would get sick, I would drink it and I would recover faster. And he told me to get more rest. And I even prayed. Before that, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, what's going on? I'm in the bed before I even went to the doctor. He said, your body's tired. You need to rest. So I thought I was still sick, but I needed to rest. My schedule was too tight. Now, you can be so busy, just like the man Paul talked about. He said he labored so much, he did other people's work in the gospel, and he almost died. You can almost die from just overworking. Now, some time happened. A few years went by. And one day I was picking my kids up on Friday evening. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "You haven't been asking me questions like you normally do, or like you used to." I said, "You're right, Lord." I said, "I got one." I said, "The common cold. Why do men get the common cold and the doctors can't figure out why?" And he explained to me right back to Genesis. He said, man's body is not designed to change temperatures too rapidly. Because when Adam was created, there was only one median temperature. It was not four seasons. So there was no need for his body to adapt to cold or hot. Now we have four seasons. And we also have technology. In the summertime, we can make it any temperature we want inside our homes. We live better than Solomon. And in the wintertime, we can turn a switch and we can warm it up as much as we can bear it. We're more better off than Solomon and David. And then we go outside. And that was years earlier, many years before in the 80s. Now this was around 2007 or 8 when I asked the Lord that question. But back in the 80s, after 87, 86, I started my first business. And it was a harsh winter those two or three years. And I would work outside all day, but I didn't get sick because I was not going in and out of the house all the time. If your body stays cold or hot, you'll be fine. Now, I would rarely get sick. I would get sick, but it was rare. But overworking myself, your immune system get down. That was back in like 04, 05. But what I learned from all this is this. You got to keep your core temperature stable. So when he told me that a man's body is not designed to change temperatures too rapidly, I started wearing an A shirt under my t-shirt. You know, the A-shirt is what they call wife beaters. It's got straps over your shoulders. But they can, with a t-shirt, they can keep your core temperature stable. And with my core temperature more stable, I stopped getting sick every year. I didn't get sick as much as I did the years prior. See, the spring and fall, the beginning of spring and the beginning of fall, that's when people get sick because the weather's not stable yet. But I found that I could wear my A shirt and then my t-shirt, and I could dress in layers. And as I get hot, I could take off some of the layers. But I kept wearing my A shirt till about May, the end of April or May. Once it stopped getting cold snaps, then I'd stop wearing the A shirt. And my temperature, keeping your core temperature is important. Now, these are facts I learned because I ask God questions. Now, when I believe God for things, I want to know why. If things are not moving along, I ask the Lord why. I don't ask people because I don't want reasoning. I want word. I want to know by God's word, why am I missing it? Now, I've talked about this a few times on different website broadcasts and the radio. A man had cancer, and he was struggling to believe God for his complete healing. And it was a bad cancer, looked like he was going to die. And then people struggle whether it's God's will when the word says that he gave us healing. By his stripes we're healed. That should be enough. God is firm about his blessings. He's faithful to heal us. But the enemy paints a terrible illusion, a terrible picture of no hope. And with the pain and the things you go through and the treatments, it looked like you're not going to get off that bed again. And the body will, people will cope. They have a strong coping mechanism. People on death row, as the days draw down, they start embracing death. Same thing with people on the deathbed. Unless you take God at His word and receive it in your heart and override the doubt. Because if you doubt in your heart, you will not get off that deathbed. Unless somebody under the anointing believe God for you. Or if an elder pray the prayer of faith for you, God will honor the heart of faith and you will rise again. But I knew that people struggle with it. And I said, Lord, why? What's going on with healing? Why is it so hard for people to get healed? I asked them, what's going on with healing, Lord? Why is it so tough for people to get healed? He corrected me. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit. And I had to think about that a while. I said, every time Jesus laid hands on somebody, it was just like He was picking fruit off a peach tree. Easy. He didn't struggle and worry and go and pray real loud. He'd even say, be it unto you. Your faith has made you whole. And sometimes He'd go walk with the people for miles to the house and lay hands on them and get rid of the doubters and pray the prayer of faith, and they'd get up and they'd eat something. You know, sometimes the girl died and all the mourners were there. He put them out and got his three men of faith with him, and he prayed for him and for the girl, and she got up and he said, give us something to eat. Another man, the centurion, said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. Just pray the prayer of faith and she'll be fine. And he said, I've not found this kind of faith. No, not in Israel. Faith is easy. It's relationship. You get to know God by relating to Him. And not only when things go wrong, just spend some quality time talking to the Lord and get to know Him. Ask Him for answers. God has a mouth and He knows how to talk. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. He's with us right now in real time. There's nothing you can't ask Him that He can't inform you on. Now, I teach this all the time. I tell everybody I know, God will talk to you. You can have a relationship. But most people act like those are lies. They go right on and they suffer and they cry and they beg and they worry because they will not spend time with the Lord. And when it's time for them to know Him, they're in a deficit. And that's not the way it should be. At one church, I gave a word to the church. I said, it should be common that we walk and talk with the Lord. It shouldn't be far and few between that we hear His voice. It's supposed to be a common thing to walk and talk with the Lord. But people have bought into the lies of cold religion that God don't want to be bothered with you. His name was not Forsakeuel. It was Emmanuel, man with God, not man without God. He don't want to just save us and forget about us and have no relationship with us. That's not who God is. And people act like that's how He is. And he's not like our kings. He's not like the dictators of this world. He's not like the movie stars that think they're better than others. Now, all movie stars are not that way. But sometimes people get used to the applause of men, the worship of men. And they begin to really believe that they are better. And they're going to die one day. And some of the people they look down on are going to live forever. And they didn't even believe on Jesus yet. But God is not like people that people look up to. That's the point I'm trying to make. God is more like Jesus. He's just like Jesus. He went about doing good. The only thing, now Jesus would help anybody if they had faith. The doubters didn't ask him to come pray for their people. Now, the man was dying, and his friends heard about Jesus and picked him up on that bed, took him to where Jesus was preaching and teaching, to the house, and they couldn't get in for the crowd. So they got on top of the house, tore open the roof to get the sick man to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." Now, you don't have to climb a house and tear up the roof to get to Jesus. He's with us. All you have to do is believe him and take him at his word. And he will take time with you, and he will bless you and heal you and take you forward. Now, it's very important for all of your questions and concerns in the Lord to be answered properly. Now watch this. Man, in his attempts of honor, try to give people answers. And the answers are wrong, of course. They are, most of the time, they're full of human reasoning and not the word of God. And because people don't know him, and they told him things that's not true, they're trying to build the kingdom, but they're not being guided by the Holy Spirit, so they end up scattering people. And now there are many good people out there that stop going to church. They're disillusioned. They don't understand things because people gave them answers that were not true. And they don't know what to believe. They're confused. But their heart is salvageable. And their heart, they still have a love for God. They once believed on Jesus Christ. But they were hurt and wounded. Because if you don't build with God, you scatter. So many churches have scattered people, and they have no intentions to go back. And they justify themselves to watch the ministry on TV, if they watch it at all. And then people don't talk about it because it's not popular to say things against the church. But Jesus plainly said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. And I know I've seen ministers wondering why God didn't heal their spouse. And it was for the very same reasons I mentioned. Somewhere, it's real easy, for all you have to do is believe from the heart and doubt not in your heart. If you take him at his word, you're going to get the results of his word, and you ain't going to die. A lot of people, when they should have been learning how to fight back and do warfare, they did something else. They reasoned it away. You can't do that with God's word. You got to learn all of it. Because the devil's going to try to tempt you in every way possible. Even to not believe your Savior. He's trying to do the same thing he did against Job. He's trying to get you on a wedge so that you'll curse God and die. But most people won't do that, so he do what he can do. He do what people allow him to do. And if you study the word and you act on it, you'll learn not to allow him to do anything. It's like Brother Matson said last Sunday. We had a worship service last Sunday, and he gave an exhortation. It was wonderful. He said, we got to be more like Mary in a Martha generation. We got to be more like Mary in a Martha generation. And you know, Matthew Matson is a blessing. He's a man of great integrity. And he said, when he said, I just stood up and clapped, because it's right. We got to be more like Mary, a student of the word, in a Martha generation. I'm too busy, Lord, to study. I'm too busy. I got to do dishes. I'm too busy. I got to work. Find a way to spend time with your Father. A man named Earl preached at Refuge Temple years ago. And he said, if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Sometimes we have to evaluate our time and change. The days ahead are glorious days, but the warfare is still intense. You're going to have to take time with your Father. if you're going to thrive in life. And for some people, you're going to have to spend time with them now if you're going to survive this world. Because the world pulls at people in every category. And you're going to have to stand in your faith. It's your faith that will make the difference. It's your faith, your faith. And faith comes from hearing the word of God. Faith comes from hearing the word of God and allowing the word of God to be your focus. When you let the word of God become your focus, that's what I mean when I say if your eye be single. Your focus is on the heart of God's will, his word. And don't allow your focus to ever be on your problems, your concerns, your lack of knowledge. And you'll have no trouble winning in life and bringing others to victory by your faith. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in you throughout your life, throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.